Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. It's playoff time, and DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured playoff game. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Every bettor who hammers the over in the featured game helps to lower the game's over-under. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up to hammer the over. For every 1,500 people that bet the over in the featured game, the line will decrease by 1 point. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Maximum of $25 wager, one per customer. Offer ends May 23rd. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three. That means it's time to ask Ross. This is where we take your questions and we present them to Ross. Best question that we select gets the KSN polo shirt. And if you want to submit a question for Ross, it's really easy. Just download our app, Keystone Sports, and you'll see the Ask Ross button. Or you can also email us at info@ksnsports.net. Ross, are you ready to go?
I am ready.
Okay. Rob from Columbus, Georgia says, Ross, as a player, how much does the crowd affect you? Hopefully in 2021, Beaver Stadium will be 107,000 strong for home games. What, if any, impact does that have on players? This is a pertinent question now that they just announced the Auburn game will be a night game. Perhaps it'll even be a whiteout, Ross. What kind of effect does a crowd like that have?
You know, it definitely has an effect, Jim. It definitely has an impact. I think at times it's hard to quantify. You know, it's hard. I know. Listen, I have a betting podcast. It's the Even Money podcast. And we talk about home field advantage a lot. We talk about why home field advantage is a thing. We talk about the amount of points of value that it has. I think Penn State has a distinct home field advantage for the whiteout game. Distinct. And practically speaking, I do think there's something there, whether it's conscious or subconscious, but just the energy. You know, it's like the players can feel that energy and get even further energized themselves. I don't know how else to describe it. Now, for practical purposes, the biggest issue is when the opposing offense has the ball. And they're trying to call the cadence, you know, it can be so loud that they no longer have the snap count advantage. Teams try different things, you know, silent count, or they do the clap that sometimes cuts through the noise in a way. But the offensive advantage is knowing the snap count. So you should be able to get just a little bit of a jump start on the defensive player. Well, if it's so loud, you can't hear the snap count and you have to look in at the ball and go to a silent cadence, you lose that split second advantage. And that matters more than you realize. Because in football, a split second, a little bit of time can make a big difference. Which is why you start to see more sacks, more pressure. Then you see more false starts when the crowd is really noisy, really loud. So I think there's a sort of a subconscious value, which is the feeding off of the energy. There's a very clearly conscious value, which is the offense of the opponent losing the snap count advantage. And how much that means, I don't know anybody can totally quantify, but it definitely means something. Depending on who you talk to, you know, it's between 2 to 4 points.
I think it was Urban Meyer who said the whiteout crowd is worth like 7 to 10 points. Also, you mentioned the tangible things. Was it against Michigan that they forced a timeout or a false start before Michigan's even first snap, which just gets the crowd more pumped up and more into it? All right, Ross, next question is from David in Lancaster, who says, I'm excited by what Lonnie White might bring to the team right away. How obvious is it within the first couple practices that a new freshman is going to be a good player? And is it just as obvious when a guy is never going to be good enough to play?
Such a good question. Really good question. And I would say with a large percentage of the time, you pretty much know after a week, or at least after a few days, you have a pretty good idea. You know, and I'm thinking about freshmen in college, but especially like rookies in the NFL, you'll just see some guys just, they got it. They know what they're doing. They're smart, they're tough, and they do a good job. Other kids, they're just lost. And you know it's going to be tough for them to be able to battle through that. But it's not always. And here's a story I tell Jim. At his first mini camp, 2003, my third year in the NFL, Jason Witten was terrible. Jason Witten of the Dallas Cowboys was absolutely terrible. I mean, he couldn't block anyone. He didn't know what he was doing. He was getting yelled at. And I remember thinking, wow, they took this guy in the third round? He's terrible. Meanwhile, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He goes on to being one of the all-time great Cowboys ever, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer. So there's a lesson there that you can't always, you know, judge them right away. But I would say a large percentage of the time, Jim. Now, it's a little bit different for a guy like Lonnie White, who's kind of making a position switch, you know, because that takes a little bit more time. But you'll still be able to just see the kind of physical ability he has and the natural talent pretty soon. Like, there are stories of NFL draft picks or freshmen in college where the coach will go in and say to the head coach or the GM, this guy can't play. And they'll be like, well, what do you mean? We just took him in the second round. He's like, I know, but I'm just telling you, he can't play. He can't do it. And it's obviously devastating for the GM or the head coach, but at least they know that. Same thing in college. There are sometimes where they know, but college, there was more of an opportunity to develop. You might be a late bloomer. You might be from a smaller high school. You know, you're 18 years old. In the NFL, I think it's more, not good.
How much does position affect that? Are there certain positions? I imagine a running back, you see right away. He's got the talent or he doesn't. But are there other positions where it's more natural for it to take some time?
Yeah, I think O-line, it's more natural for it to take some time because of how intensive the technique is and a lot of times how much different college football is from high school football. That was certainly the case for me when they switched me over. And a lot of it just depends on how well coached you are at the high school level. But O-line certainly is a transition. I feel like defensive players have a better chance to show it right away. You know, gotcha. Just the instincts, ability to find the ball. I think, believe it or not, tight end's a tough transition. Tight end's a tough transition a lot of times just because you're going against much better players. Receivers can usually show what they got pretty quickly. Quarterbacks, it takes some time unless you're, like, you know, just a rare guy.
Gotcha. All right, let's go to Uncle Paulie in Boston. He says, hey, Ross, so exciting to see the growth in your media footprint. Keep up the insightful perspective. My question, since football's a chess match, the best coordinators are often the quickest to adapt after the first series versus halftime versus never. How would you rate Penn State's defensive and offensive coordinators' ability to adapt in-game over the years? And then the obvious question, is Yursich an upgrade based on what you know about him?
I would say I probably don't know enough about Yursich to really... I mean, look, he's very highly regarded, okay? People talk very highly of him, which is great. But I don't know enough about the in-game stuff and making adjustments during the game to really comment there. I would say that I don't think it's been a strength of Penn State's coaching staff. I don't think the in-game adjustments has been, you know, a particular strength for them. And that was certainly the case last year, offensively and defensively. Now, I do agree it's a chess match. I think it's a little bit overrated, you know, like halftime adjustments or in-game adjustments. But it is a chess match, and there are adjustments that need to be made. I would say Penn State has been average at best when it comes to those in-game adjustments.
I'm going to tell my quick adjustment story, Ross. Old Penn State fans will remember 48-14, Penn State beating Pitt after being down 14-0. There was something called TV quarterback Fran Fischer interviewing Joe. They show Dan Marino just burning Penn State straight down the field twice, take the 14-0 lead. Fran Fischer, coach, what adjustment did you make after that? You obviously did. Joe's answer was no adjustment at all. Watch those highlights. We had 2-3 guys in perfect position. Dan Marino was just that good. After that, he wasn't quite that perfect. And our defense was set exactly the way it was supposed to be. So I always remember that when I hear people talk about making adjustments.
Marino was unbelievable in college, huh, Jim?
He was pretty good. He was pretty good.
Man, they had Pitt had some talent in the late 70s, early 80s.
Boy, yes, they sure did. And remember that year of the quarterback was where Dan Marino was like the fourth or fifth one taken, believe it or not. All right, that is it for quarter number three. Stick around, quarter number four, we'll name our winner.
DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured basketball playoff game. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply, max $25 wager. One per customer. Offer ends May 23rd, 2021. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in four Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.